Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, where Jason goes as long as possible without cutting his toenails. And they're in my face right now.
Guinness Book is coming in about an hour, and I feel like we've got a good shot.
No one's coming anywhere near those toes,
no,
Jason.
No?
Even Guinness would be like, you know what? Not this one.
David, I'm too busy helping you with your YouTube career.
Jason, they're in my face. I smell them.
No, they don't smell. I showered.
They're brown. Why are they brown?
Smell them.
I don't want to smell them.
No, no, be why, honest. Why just be honest. This is about honesty here.
Okay, I'm going to smell Jason's feet. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, that's bad. All right, let me just talk about the underwear I'm wearing.
It's weird. I can suck my own dick, but I can't smell my feet.
let me just tell you guys about the underwear I'm wearing because it's MeUndies, and it's so comfortable that it helps me sit through this podcast with Jason.
Why are you getting the free MeUndies and I'm not? What happened? You showed up from Jack's house. Oh yeah, it was the stuff over at Jack's house. Jack didn't tell me about it. We share the same manager, Jack Reed.
We got, so we keep doing these brand deals for MeUndies. Like right now, we have an ad to read for MeUndies and they keep sending me underwear.
Why am I not getting it? I need it more than you. I don't have underwear. I don't wear it. I'm the guy that doesn't wear underwear.
Maybe that's why they don't send it to you.
I'm the guy that needs underwear.
Anyway, every pair of MeUndies is sustainably sourced and made from micromodal. Modal? A fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton. Holy cow.
Yeah, if you're used to buying boring underwear, guys, MeUndies is going to change everything.
Because MeUndies comes in all kinds of colors and patterns, and they release new limited edition patterns each month that always sell out.
Yeah, this month's patterns were designed by the legendary 80s clothing brand Cross Colors, with names that live up to their bold design and bright colors. Increase da peace, ya dig, and the OG.
You were the perfect person to read that.
Yeah. I wrote this for white dad.
You've got to see them for yourself. And right now, you'll save 20% off your first pair and receive free shipping only at MeUndies.com/views.
There's a reason MeUndies have sold over 5 million pairs to date, David. You'll feel it when you put them on.
I already have.
I own MeUndies. I buy them. So why aren't I getting a couple of free pairs?
Maybe because you already have them and they don't want to send you any. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free.
Get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/views. That's 20% off your first pair.
That's MeUndies.com/views. MeUndies.com/views.
I might just do it and pay the money and get my 20% off.
Just use the discount code. Let's just jump right into things.
Yeah, I love that theme music.
That was amazing. Thank you, Bruce, for that theme music. Let me just start by saying Jason came over. Right now it's about 11 p.m. The podcast was supposed to be turned in about 7 hours ago.
Like it's a high school paper.
It's brutal. It's 11 p.m. You guys are probably going to be listening to this 4 hours after we recorded it.
You don't do anything to make it happen earlier either.
I was editing all day.
You sat around. I was in the kitchen. You were eating standing up like you always do, like a weirdo, because you only eat once a day. And I ask you questions. I ask you simple questions like, well, what time you want to do the podcast? You look so annoyed when I ask you, and you're
because
like,
I don't know.
And I asked.
Because I'm mid-editing. I can't think about anything else. But
I had a date tonight.
And that's what Jason came back from completely.
Please
like,
don't tell everyone. I don't want people to know this girl.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you who the girl was.
She's beautiful. She's the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
I love how Jason had to get confirmation that I won't tell anybody who the girl is. And then he goes on and makes these lies.
She's gorgeous.
Well, anyway.
Very pretty Irish looking.
Do you actually think she's pretty? I've honestly, oh, yeah, I actually haven't seen her. So I honestly
don't. You didn't see her that night?
No.
Oh, well, you missed it.
There was a night that I caught him having sex with her. And I'm not going to tell you where it was, but I caught him having sex with her.
You didn't catch me.
I mean, I knocked on the door and you're like, I am having sex.
No, I wasn't. I was asleep.
Dripping from the forehead. No, oh my God. No. He was asleep. He was making love to her. And then he decides to go on a second date, which to my knowledge, he came by about 45 minutes ago, just completely bummed out. Like someone ripped one of his testicles out of their socket. Like he was just pissed.
He's like, mad at myself.
He's like, it didn't go well. And Josh is like, why did you go on a date? You already got laid.
Yeah, that was, is that a bad thing to do?
No, not if you like the girl.
I thought that would be the cool move.
No, that is kind of cool. Like, but why didn't the date go as planned?
Well, because I got there and I was like, I can play this two ways. I can be like...
And she wasn't drunk this time, so she realized what she got herself into.
That's true. I said I could play this two ways. I could be like, you know, hot shot. Like, I didn't want to be like overconfident. She works in the same industry. I didn't want to be like talking about myself the whole time. I think that's kind of gross. So I was trying to be... I was trying to talk to her and I just talked too much and then she wasn't giving me anything and then I just made it worse and then I asked her like odd questions.
What did you ask? What's an odd question?
I asked her like, have you ever been in love before?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it just wasn't good. And I haven't been on a date in a long time.
What was the point of the date where you knew it wasn't going anywhere?
I think I said something like, this isn't going well, is it?
Oh.
And she was like... No, yeah, it's been really awkward. Oh, I said we're both uncomfortable, and she goes, "I'm not uncomfortable." She goes, "You're uncomfortable," damn. And I was like, "Yeah, okay." And then I tried to give her a kiss goodnight. That didn't happen.
No, you tried to give her a kiss goodnight.
Yeah,
after a bad date.
I mean, I don't know if it was bad or not. Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was just bad. It's just I'm just over it. Whatever. I'm not meant to. I'm meant to just hang out with you and Liza, I think. Meanwhile, Liza's like, please let this fucking date go well. Please someone take him in so he can get out of our lives. You know she is.
Poor Jason. And then you just went home? What happened?
And then I came straight to you because she was like, so you're going to go work right now? And I was like, yeah, David needs me.
And then when you came over, you were also fired up about your Uber driver.
Yeah, I had an Uber driver. So I get in the Uber. She leaves me there. And then this Uber driver's... You know, he's Korean, and he's just pissed that he's working Uber. And, you know, I can't do the accent, but he was Korean.
You can do the accent.
I can.
I think.
I think it's pretty racist.
It's not.
All right, well, I'll do it anyway. What the fuck? I'm old. And everyone knows old people are racist. I saw my uncle yesterday, and, you know.
And he's racist?
He wasn't racist, but he said something that, like, was interesting that my daughter was like. He said something like, in your soccer team, are there black players on the soccer team? And my 8-year-old goes, why would that matter?
Are you serious?
And I was kind of like, yeah, you're right. Why does it matter?
Why did it, what did he respond to that?
He didn't respond because she's 8. Like, you know, older people, like grandparents, like, they just ignore kids.
He was like, so you want a go-gurt?
Yeah, he just didn't respond at all.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, kids nowadays, they're not racist.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I don't think it's racist. Is it racist talking about this Uber driver's accent? Like, you're just trying to mimic him. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure plenty of, you know, like, some people can pull it off, some people can't. Let's see.
I can't do it.
I don't care if there's a shit firestorm of I'm a racist tomorrow on Twitter. I don't fucking
just
care.
Tell the story as you...
I got in the car. He was a nice man. And he was just right away. He goes, this fucking Uber stuff. This Uber is for shit, man. It fucking suck, okay? Okay? He goes, I've been driving for 12 hours a day. You know how much I made? He goes, I made $72 in 12 hours. I drive to the fucking airport, man. I drive to the fucking airport, round trip, 2.5 hours. I make $4, man. Uber, man. They take 40%, man. He goes, now I know. Now I know why 96% of Uber drivers quit in the first year. He must have said that 12 times coming to your house. 96%. 96%. And I just kept going, yeah, man, you gotta find something else to do. And he's like, what do you do? And I was like, I do YouTube. He's like, oh, okay, so what do you mean? And I was like, I do, I make YouTube videos. And that was it.
Yeah, that was really racist. Holy cow.
Oh, you fucking asshole. You talked me right into it.
Yeah.
I'm not racist. I love Korean people.
Guys, tweet. We don't even know if he's Korean.
He told me he was Korean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be looking for a new co-host. So if anybody wants
to... Yeah, Jesus Christ, I just ruined my career right there. No. I'll apologize tomorrow.
Jason, that's funny because we were just talking about this earlier. You were telling me how I worry about comments too much.
Yeah, you and all your friends.
Like I'm trying to explain. So for those of you who don't know, I said it like a douchebag, as if you guys should all know. But I have a YouTube channel, and Jason has a YouTube channel, and you know, people comment on these YouTube channels, and a lot of people have different opinions about different things. People get offended about things that other people don't. And there's a lot of comments, and I take, you know, I read them all, and I make sure to get everyone's opinion. And Jason just doesn't like understand that. He's like, they're your videos, why should you be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you had a joke today. It was a joke about white guilt, and I thought it was really funny, and it ended up you really didn't need it. But still, like, and my argument was like, Bill Burr doesn't fucking care if he's gonna offend a couple of people with a joke that he likes.
And then my argument was, Bill Burr is a comedian, and we're social influencers. We're people where like people get connected to us in a way where like we're basically friends with these people watching us, like, because they're in our life.
But they're not in your life at all.
I know.
You're so wrong.
But it's not like, but Bill Burr puts on a performance, puts on an act. We put our lives out there. You know what I mean?
But you go to dinner with somebody.
So that's why a comment means so much to me, because it's not someone criticizing like...
Bill Burr puts his whole life out there.
No, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. I'm just saying a comment means a lot to me, is because it's my act is based on those comments. I don't know if that makes
your
sense.
Your act is based on the comments. What are you trying to say?
Like if you know, the comment section turns on me one day, that's going to reflect in my job, because people aren't going to watch me.
No, it won't. You've made 300 videos, and you've earned a place in their lives, and one thing that you say, people will forgive you.
I'm just saying, I take comments to heart, and I know
you're so wrong. It's completely wrong. You're not a comedian. You're not standing by your material.
Okay, listen. My favorite part about you, Jason, is your
my feet.
No, not your feet. Is you're totally like, oh, who gives a crap about comments? You already know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
where like. A year ago, it was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago on Vine, a girl left this. He told me this story like 6 months ago. A girl left like a really brutal message to him. Not even a really brutal message, just a message making fun of him, saying he's not funny.
No, it was brutal.
And Jason reached out to her family, to this little girl's family. And he was like, hey, look at what your daughter's doing on here.
It was a low moment in my
life. What the? And you got your personal assistant at the time.
No, I got my friend, my unemployed friend in New York.
To track this person down.
He wasn't busy that day.
How old was this girl?
I probably under 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I told this story on the podcast, I think, but I'll tell it again. Just basically, yeah, we called their, we found her dad's work, and we called, and they knew right away that, you know, she was a problem child, and then she called and apologized. She didn't call. She messaged me and apologized.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like,
I get to use my favorite word right now, and you have the audacity to talk about how I have a problem with comments.
But like, seriously, don't you think you should just not care what people say? A couple of people?
Yes, but when
especially like a 12-year-old that like has been maybe fed like some. A 12-year-old who's still forming their opinion and has probably been fed some stuff that like...
That's super like, you know...
Yeah, that doesn't really understand. And you say they're your friends. So let's say you go out to dinner with your friends.
I'm not.
David makes a joke that David thinks is funny, and someone at that table is annoyed with you or whatever, then... Okay, well, they're annoyed with you, and you'll talk it out.
I don't mean that they're my friends per se. I'm just saying that it's almost that type of relationship. How people watching our videos are so much more like involved within our life than a guy putting up a stand-up show. Like, it's just, that's how it is. I post 3 times a week, and I film every single day of my life. Like, it's Like, I'm pretty involved. Like, they're pretty involved with my life. Like, they know everything that's going on.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I still think that, like, I still think
that you're a pussy.
I still think that you're a royal cunt.
No, but that has nothing to do with this.
But I got into that with Andrea, and I get into that with, she was reading comments on my page that they don't like Andrea. It was like a couple people said they don't like her.
You're
all so into like what people are saying about you who don't even know you.
Because we're also 20 years old and it bothers us.
Well, grow the fuck up. Like, stop fucking saying everything's low Jason. Key and you're woke.
You're 44. You're 44 years old right now.
Yeah, I am right now 44 years old. What the fuck of it, David?
Give us a break.
No, give me a break and stop caring about comments. Like, these are nobody. These are people you don't know that you're taking their advice from a 13-year-old. You go into group chats and ask people what they think. Who gives a fuck what they think? Who gives a fuck? They're 15. Like, if you like the joke, keep the joke. Sure, show it to Liza. Show it to me. Show it to Scotty. Get an opinion. But like, it just makes me nuts.
I mean,
who cares? Who cares what people think about you?
Your old grandpa's coming out.
I am old grandpa, and you're a fucking young idiot douche.
Okay, all right. Enough about that because Jason's wrong and I'm right. But recently,
how'd you do that?
How did I do what?
How did you win that argument? Simple sentence.
Jason, right after I said that, you're like, "Wow, yeah. I am wrong. He is right."
How do you do that? David, it's so late. We've got to get our podcast shit together. We've got to get together.
We're recording it. What are you, high?
It's 10 o'clock. People are already expecting it.
I can't speed this up.
LA time.
Someone the other day asked us. They were like, all our podcasts are like 45 minutes. They're like, how long does it take you to record? We're like 20 minutes. Like, what kind of a question is that? Like, that's what you're doing to me right now. Like, you're like yelling at me, let's go, let's speed this up, come on.
I'm not saying I don't want to speed up the recording. I want to stay here all night. I think we should do longer podcasts.
No, I totally understand.
But you've got to make it a priority, and you've got to take care of yourself.
I'm here doing it. What do you mean take care? What is this?
What are your wisdom teeth for out?
Your segues are awful.
I hate tomato juice,
but we should really talk about Trump's new...
I'm talking about... It's a good segue.
Okay,
it's a perfect segue because you're not prioritizing the podcast and you're not prioritizing your health. It's a simple...
I'm prioritizing my health. I think my health is important. I drink water every day. I don't drink soda. Boom. Why are you looking at me like you just farted?
You sound like a fucking idiot. Like, what are you talking about? You don't eat broccoli. You don't eat salad. You don't have any?
I had tender greens twice today.
You didn't eat the lettuce.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You ate the bread.
I had arugula. Yeah, I ate the bread because it was on my plate. I wasn't going to leave it on.
You had tender greens twice today?
Yes, I had it.
Oh, you've been Postmating, huh?
I had it when you went on your date.
I thought you were all against Postmates.
I don't Postmate. I ordered off Liza's phone, like I told you, and then I Venmoed her.
Off Postmates.
Yes.
And so it just came here magically. Postmates didn't bring it.
Don't be a facetious dick.
So Liza's Postmates brought it. Yes. I love how you fucking poo-poo shit and then you fucking do it. It's so hypocritical.
Poo-poo shit?
You just poo-poo so much fucking shit. Like when I got an intern, you were like, oh my God, I can't believe Jason, you fucking, you just don't give a fuck. You're going to have some kid work for you. And then you fucking use the intern.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Give me a chance to save myself here. I use the intern because he's there. So I'm like, I'm going to make him.
Don't make fun of me for it.
I would never go out and get an intern. And just like Postmates, I would never go by myself and get Postmates. I only Postmates when other people are Postmating.
The giant 12-inch sub, that's so stupid. But if it's there, I'm going to eat the fuck out of it. Yes. You see how hypocritical that is?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's no, my whole philosophy on this
is... God. You're such the kid in the fucking back of the class making fun of everyone. And then you're like, oh, fuck, what's on the test? I didn't study. You're such a dick.
No, dude. I'm just saying Postmates is a waste of money, so I don't do it unless other people are doing it. And I could just pay them for it.
So you are doing it.
Listen, this is the way I see
it. Don't try to separate yourself by saying that, like, you don't do something when you do it.
For those of you who don't know, Postmates is a food delivery service. And when you order, let's say you want to order a Subway footlong, the footlong comes out to be $7 and the delivery turns out to be $23. So the only time I get Postmates is when someone's already covering the delivery and they're like, hey, I'm already ordering from this place. Do you want anything? And I'm like, yes, I'll have a sub. Here's $7. That's the only time I do it, because it just it makes complete sense.
Because no, you pay for the Postmates when I Postmate.
Yes, I pay for the Postmates. I don't pay for the delivery.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, fuck yeah, you do. When that bill is fucking, when that bill is $28, we pay $14 each.
I give you a little bit of a tip, but we're splitting the delivery. I don't go, Jason, just trust me on this, okay? You're wrong, I'm right.
Damn it, how'd you do that? You genius motherfucker.
No, but
hey, this girl, I gotta see if she texts it back. Hang on a second.
You can't keep checking your phone. I don't even know if you're into
she,
this girl.
Then she texted back. Right when I was like really bummed out, I got a text.
So the girl you went on a date with today has texted you back?
Yeah, and the girl, no. She texted me back.
Jason, you're not even on, you're playing Angry Birds right now.
I'm making it up. She wrote back that we were talking about a restaurant, it was owned by the same people as this other restaurant. I wrote back, ha ha ha. I wrote back, you texted. I thought I'd never hear from you again.
Jesus.
David, you was telling me to say, I love you.
Did you send that?
What did you tell me to say?
I said, send her, I think I'm in love with you.
The thing
Can
is,
you
is,
send her that right now?
The thing is, David, I was so weird on the date that she won't think it's a joke.
Send her that right now.
No, I can't. Unless you're vlogging it, I'm not going to do it.
We're podcasting it. We'll see.
She won't write back. Oh, you want me to text that to her?
Text her right now and say, I think I'm in love with you.
I think I'm in love. No, I can't because the
no,
last
do
thing.
It.
I, okay, the last she wrote, ha ha ha, I had fun too. And the last thing I wrote is, you're free on Sunday, we can hang.
That's what she wrote?
No, that's what I wrote.
Oh, and she hasn't responded?
She goes to bed at 10:45.
Yeah, that's what she wants you to think.
So should I? If I write, I think I'm in love with you, then she's going to think it's real. Here, you be the judge. Go ahead. I'll let David Dobrik decide, master okay. of YouTube.
So
master of clickbait.
So Jason said, if you're free on Sunday, we could hang. And then she said...
She didn't respond.
Ah.
Are you writing it?
Yeah, I just sent it.
Oh, you fucking asshole. You didn't even talk about it with me.
I said, I think I'm in love with you. Well, we'll wait. But if she goes to bed at 10:45, did you just say that because the last time she responded was 10:45? Are you lying to yourself?
No, she told me. She goes to bed at 10:45. I don't know her that well.
You're like, oh, she responded at 10:36. She must go to bed at 10:36.
You should see the eyes on this girl.
Is she actually a pretty girl?
I mean, yeah, she's really
pretty.
You
seem like you were really hurt by...
She's that type. I like that type.
Woman?
Tits.
Something that takes you out.
Yeah.
Something that takes you seriously.
Someone that will sleep with
Jason,
me.
Jason brought his vlogging camera to the date, which is great.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
Watching Jason walk in with his vlogging camera is the funniest sight because it's just like, it looks like a lost man who found a camera.
Like, is this anybody's? I don't think I would leave a note.
Is this
on
anybody's cell phone? Sir, that's a camera.
Yeah, people always ask me, they're like, oh, you know, are you a photographer?
Is your son a photographer? Where is he? You holding that for him?
So yeah, so we're going to Chicago tomorrow.
We're going.
Come see us.
We're not going to Chicago tomorrow. We're going in 3 hours. Oh, our flight leaves in 3 hours.
Why do you live like this?
I don't.
Why can't we get it together? Why do you live like this? Why can't you be normal?
So we gotta finish this podcast because we literally have to book it to the airport right after this.
But it doesn't need to be like this.
It doesn't, but it's fun.
It should be more enjoyable.
It's enjoyable when it's like this.
No, it's not.
I'll rest when my videos are up.
But you just want to die. That's your problem. You're going to come out of all this soon.
And what? How do you think I'm going to end up?
You're going to change a lot in the next few years.
Like sexy?
No, you're already sexy. You're super sexy.
God damn. Should I turn this podcast off?
No, don't. I'm not into you like that. No, but you're going to realize in a few years that you're nuts.
Jason, I don't think that's a thing.
You will. You'll be like, oh God, I was crazy. I was so mean to Jason.
Let's talk about I was so mean to Jason. I don't think that's ever going to be a thought in my head.
Oh come on.
I
was thinking about when you guys have kids, what I'll do. I'll probably just watch your kids.
Yeah, you will.
I just watch the baby.
I can't wait, dude. Imagine when we get old.
When you guys get old.
I can't wait for the joke. Like, when are you going to, when is going to be the day where you're going to be like, boom, today's the day. David turns 39. It's like, what age is it going to be where it's like, it's game over, David?
For me or for you?
Like, where are you going to be like, haha, you're one of us now?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like, where?
Oh, I love that.
When is it going to be like where I can't make fun of you anymore because we're practically the same age?
You'll have to be over 40.
Over 40.
39, you're still pretty good. Over 40 is that's,
but you'll be 70. You won't be. Let's be honest. You won't live past 70.
Oh, sure, I will.
Not at the rate you're in taking that Nicorette gum you've been taking.
No, I'll be fine.
Yeah?
No.
No.
Nicorette?
I don't know.
My dad's in great shape. He smokes like a fucking chimney.
Your dad, you don't have a dad.
You keep saying that. And it's not true. I have a father.
All right, fair enough.
David thinks because I'm so old that my parents must be dead and that I'm making up the fact that I have parents to sound young. Meanwhile, they're in my vlogs. And David thinks they're actors. I came back from Boston today and David was like, oh yeah, look at those old people in your fucking Instagram stories. I'm like, you mean my parents who raised me and who I love?
And I was like, bullshit.
You were really turned off by the old people in my Instagram
stories. No, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Oh, well, fuck you then. Not what you said today. It ticked me off the whole day. That set me off for like 2 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck do you talk about?
My parents love me. I thought that was great.
I think it's kind of charming to have old people on your Instagram stories.
Yes, I thought it was. I love watching old people.
Like that guy Ross.
Why do you think I have you around in my vlogs?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, it's kind of charming to see old people. Yes, Jason, I know. I co-host a podcast with
80-year-old man.
Jason helped me out the other day. He was in Boston, and I was having I don't want to over-exaggerate this, but it was the worst pain I've ever felt in my mouth ever. It was awful. I woke up one day and I just started to get like this, my entire left side of my face just started to hurt. Like my eardrum was just...
That was Saturday.
Was just throbbing. I don't know what day this was. I suck at days.
Well, Sunday I called the doctor, so it must have been Saturday.
It was Friday night. My wisdom tooth was just awful. Like it was so bad. And it got to the point where I got home. I needed to film, and I normally film like all the time. So like this was a big thing for me to go home and just rest. So I laid down and I couldn't sleep. It took me 10 minutes and I just freaked out. I was screaming in my room. There was no one home and I was just yelling because I was in so much pain. And then I was just like, fuck it, I can't do this. I had to call an emergency like doctor, emergency dentist. No, this was Saturday, you're right.
What did you know to call? Did you just go on Yelp or what?
I looked up emergency dentist and I called these people. And they were like, they called me back on an unknown number. I'm like, this is really sketchy, whatever. I need to do this. I drove out 50 minutes to this place. I get to the office door. It's like a very small door in the side of a building in an alleyway. And I'm knocking on it and no one's answering. I call this number back. No one picks up. I get another call from an unknown number and they're like, they'll be there in 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, for sure, whatever. I'm sitting on the doorstep. They show up. It's just a cute family. It's like a mother and a father, it looks like, and it's their daughter. And they're there to help me fix my teeth. And he takes an x-ray of my teeth, pulls out my top wisdom tooth super easily. But the most...
Super easily.
It was like he slipped it out, like with like almost like a butter knife, and it just popped right out. I'm like, this is great. I was on a bunch of pain meds that he gave me at the time, so I was leaving, and I'm like, this is great. He did it. He fixed it. And
did your face blow up?
No, my face didn't blow up. Good question, Jason.
Well, because when I got my wisdom teeth out, you look like a chipmunk. A lot of people look like chipmunks.
No, it wasn't that bad. And then I got halfway into my car ride home. And it just came right back,
ooh,
like, really bad. Like, and then I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. It was never my top tooth. It was my bottom tooth. Oh, and I'm like, I can do this. I can wait one more day. And then Liza came to my place at like 11 and I'm screaming. She just hears me screaming. She's like, what the hell is going on? And she frantically is like calling these places. Dude, Liza helped me out so much. Like during this whole thing, like for like 5 hours, she's just on the phone with a bunch of different dentists. Not like 5 hours in a row, but like on and off because she's tending to me because I'm like a crybaby bitch. And I'm just going insane. And then Liza calls you because we can't get any dentist Sunday morning because apparently it's not a thing.
Right.
And then you hook us up with one of your family dentists. And
my dentist, Dr. Shiri.
Yeah, and he was
San Vicente.
He was great. I mean, we get there. Dr. Shiri don't play. We get there at 9 in the morning. I mean, extremely bad pain. And we get there. He takes an x-ray. Turns out it was my bottom wisdom tooth that was a problem. And I had a tooth-sized cyst under the wisdom tooth.
Oh.
So it was just like, that's what was causing the pain. And that's why my jaw and my ear was hurting and everything. And he gives me an option. He's like, I can give you some shots and we can take it out, or I can knock you out and I can give you laughing gas and I can give you that whole like.
Let me guess, David chose the laughing gas.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, is that the fun thing that people make the fun videos on where they're all loopy right, after the dentist? Right. And he's like, yep, that's it. I'm like, please, let's do it. I got so excited. I'm like, yes, I'm going to have a vlog. I'm going to have a vlog for Monday. This is the best thing ever. I take the laughing gas. I'm a little loopy for like 2 minutes. And then the next thing I remember is me being at home on my bed.
No.
Yeah. And nothing. Like I just knocked out. Like there wasn't anything, like nothing funny happened. I was just a drunk kid that was just completely knocked out.
Yeah. Cause she called me she FaceTimed from the car.
You know what Liza was doing?
I'm sure she was sucking the blood out.
Since this was like an emergency call, there was no one else in the dentist office.
Yeah.
So it was the dentist working on my teeth, and Liza was handling the other two instruments.
Yeah.
Like in my mouth, she was suctioning out the blood and like handing him different like instruments to cut my tooth out.
How did she do with that?
I don't know. She loved it. She said it was the best thing because my tooth came out and it was super bloody, and he was like, you gotta. She had like the little suction thing. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah,
It's called suction, sure. Or something. And it's like a little
suction tube.
It's like a little tube. And she was like kind of like nicely like touching like the blood area. And he's like, no, that's not how you're supposed to do it. And he took it and he put it right in the hole where my tooth used to be. Oh. And she was just like, what the fuck? But I didn't feel anything because I was just gone. And then I knocked out. And then
he popped the cyst, I guess, by taking it out.
I think that's how it worked. And then Liza drove me home. I woke up on my bed. And
how'd she get you in the house?
She drove.
I know, but she.
Oh, I was like walking.
Oh, but you don't remember.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah, because when she called me,
and it was all recorded, and it's all going to go on my second channel on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Like the entire situation, but she didn't record the part where she was operating on my mouth because she was busy operating on my mouth. But I was knocked out from this wisdom.
I thought you were doing a bit when she FaceTimed me,
where I was screaming.
No, because you were just passed out in the passenger seat.
Oh no!
And then she FaceTimed me, and I was like, ha ha, he's doing a bit.
Oh no!
She was like, no, he's out.
No, I was gone.
You were out in the passenger seat.
I've never, like, I want to go back to get my other, because apparently you're supposed to fight it. You're supposed to, like,
fight what?
The laughing gas, and you're supposed to stay up. That's when you get all fun.
Oh.
Which is, like, I think that's, like, with, like, a lot of drugs, right?
Like if you, like. That's that sleeping drug.
That's Xanax.
Yeah, Xanax.
If you just stay up on it, it gets, like, gets fun. I don't know if fun's the right word. People are like, oh, really? Okay. Fun.
So then how's it now?
But huge. Oh, it's great. The doctor did such a kick-ass
When's
job.
The last time you went to the dentist?
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
The fuck's wrong with you?
God damn it.
You have money.
How did I sneak myself back into this hole? It's
you
not
have health
money,
insurance.
Jason.
Do you have health insurance?
Yes, I do. It's the time that it takes. It's the whole, I'm so bad at managing time.
But see, this is what I was going through on my date tonight. I was like, I don't want to just make videos. Like, I want to have a life.
I don't understand that argument ever. Like, I never get it. I went to a panel at VidCon and they're like, how do you balance your life with making vlogs every day? And I'm like, who cares? I love making videos so much. I don't give a shit about not having a life.
Then you end up in the hospital.
That's not
you
true.
You end up at the fucking hospital on a Sunday.
Do you know how
with
many
your girlfriend fuck sucking blood out of your mouth?
She loved it. She had a good time.
Well, she's nuts.
Do you know how many people would?
You know how many people?
You know how many people would murder to be in my shoes to get to make videos every day? I don't care that I don't have the most healthy lifestyle. I love doing this. And, but, like, it's just, like, it blows my mind that it's even a complaint. Maybe I haven't been doing this for a long time. Maybe in, like, 10 years, that's when it kicks in and where I'm like, okay, I need to take a break. But, like, right now, I don't understand at all why people complain about it, because I get paid handsomely, and it's literally the best job on the planet.
It's great, but there's just something missing for me. And I don't know what it is. It's probably just a
toe clippers.
It's just a
that's
girlfriend.
What it is. It's toe clippers.
Can we get a toe clipper
it's
sponsor?
It's toe clippers in a bath. And me undies, apparently, because they won't send him any undies.
I want to clip. It's exactly what I mean. I want time to clip my toenails.
I know. And
I don't have it. You ran me to Dirty Dom's at 1 a.m. last night.
Yes, I know. I understand.
3 nights ago.
Yeah. But it's, I don't think it, like,
and he was there waiting for us like an old dog.
Even I say things like, I don't have time for things, and I feel so guilty saying it because I know I do. I just don't have the time management skills. I have time for a lot of things. I have time to pay my bills on time, and I have time to, you know, to go and take care of myself. I have time to work out. There's no excuse for me not to work out every day.
Right.
Absolutely no excuse, but I just don't have time management and I'm just not good at it. I guess I am making an excuse within itself.
Right.
But there is no such thing as you don't have time. There's no such thing as that. And like, I also, this takes me back to another point, is when like I would, like back in high school, when I would ask to hang out with a girl or something and she'd say something like, oh, I just don't have the time. It's like the people that say that do not care for you. Like if you want something, you're going to make time for it. Do you know what I mean? Like there's no person on earth that's going to be like, I don't have time. Like even if you text me and you're like, and I tell you back that I don't have time, I am fucking lying. Because if you texted me and you're like, I have a $1 million deal for you,
right,
for X, Y, and Z, and you have to go to Alaska for 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm there. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that I know. You make a good point, but at the same time, it's like,
it's that I don't have, like, I have priorities.
But that's money. That's your life. I mean, I don't know. You have time for that. You don't have, but the reason you don't have time is because you're making money.
Yeah, maybe the money example is a little bit weird because everybody would break even old plans for money.
It's all about money.
No, but I think it's time management is the right word rather than not having time for anything. Like my favorite YouTuber, other than Liza, I feel like I always have to say that, but it's true. I love Liza's videos. I'm dating my favorite creator.
Isn't everything just fucking perfect for you?
Little quick plug.
It's awesome.
Jason, you're practically dating me. That's a pretty cool thing. my favorite creator, Casey Neistat, goes on a run.
I love Casey Neistat.
Goes on an 8-mile.
I found him before David.
He makes vlogs, at least he used to, make vlogs every day for at least 2 years and goes on at least a 7-mile run every morning.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. Edits his own videos. They're great videos.
Yeah.
They take up his entire life, and he's running a side business on the side. It's just,
yeah, but he only sleeps 4 hours a day.
He sleeps 3-4 hours a day, but like he's got it figured out. He knows how to time manage. He knows. I hang out with him. I was in New York, right? And mm-hmm. I asked Casey to hang out, and I'm like, hey Casey, I want to hang out. I want to get to see you. I'm like, I'm 20 minutes away, and he's like, okay, cool. I got 37 minutes to spare, and I'm like, oh man, maybe another day. And he's like, no, I have 37 minutes. Come by right now. You're 20 minutes away. That gives us 17 minutes to hang out.
Oh wow.
And I'm like, oh shit. Like that's yeah, okay, I'm on it. Right. And I came over, we shot a video, we got work done, and we hung out, and like I didn't even realize that time was there because I just don't think like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like I don't think that I can get something done like that, but he's just like, just stop thinking about it and let's get this shit out of the way. Let's do it. Like let's shoot this video, hang out. I probably won't see you tomorrow because I'll be busy.
That's what successful people do.
I love that, and I think I've taken that from you too. You always say, let's just get it out of the way now. When someone asks you to do something, which I've noticed, someone will go up to you, Jason, and be like, hey, can you help me with an outro later? And you kind of don't want it lingering around in your head, so you're right. Like, let's do it right now.
Right.
And that's like what I've kind of like gotten from you, is like when I'm not in the mood to shoot something, I'll be like, no, like I'm gonna get this done now. Because what's the point of putting
it'll
it
just
off
eat
later?
Me. It'll just eat up in my head. Like oh, I gotta do that. Gotta do that outro.
And it'll just like now when I think about taking out the garbage, and I'll be like, no, I'll do it later. I literally just say like, why not just do it now?
So why don't you just do the podcast when I say let's do it?
But because I'm editing.
But I say, on I Tuesdays you have Tuesdays. On Tuesdays when you have it off, you're like, nah, I don't feel like it.
But I feel like I have to be in like the right mood for the podcast because this is just like a lot of conversating with you, and you know that can get sickening. No, I'm kidding. I love it.
You son of a bitch. Why are we leaving at 3:30?
We're leaving in 2 hours, which is why, guys, we're going to have to say goodbye. We're going to have to end this podcast.
No, let's not end it. Let's give the people some more.
Jason, I have to go do laundry. Look at my pants. I look like you. I have to go wash up.
You better go then.
We have to go get you nail clippers.
Let's go wash your MeUndies, which you got that I didn't.
We have to run to Rite Aid. Get Jason some MeUndies.
I have nail clippers.
You don't have nail clippers.
I can't find them.
Those nails. Yeah. Okay, good.
I can't find my nail clippers.
They're probably under your toenails.
I've been to Boston, and now I've got to go to Chicago and whatever.
Cool. I'm sure they have nail clippers in Boston. You didn't go to Mars. You didn't go on this expedition. You went to
the thing is, when I cut my toenails, they grow right back like really fast.
Yep, that's how toenails work. The thing is, when I cut my toenails, they're disgusting.
I'm going to tweet a picture. Listen, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet a picture of my toenails.
Okay.
Tonight.
And then you'll have
and
your
I'm gonna have a
and then
Twitter
you'll have
poll.
Your Twitter deactivated by the morning.
Oh man, I hope that people didn't think my Korean accent was offensive.
Well, let's.
I don't give a shit.
No, you do. You do because it's been.
You well, I would. You know who I would care if Korea if there were Korean people that were hurt, but I wouldn't care if anyone else was.
How is it offensive if that's how his accent sounds? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's completely offensive.
Because why is it when you do like a Russian accent, no one gives a...
Because that's a white person and I'm descendant of a white person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Might have a big edit ahead of us.
Yeah, you're screwed. How about this? We're going to run with the Korean thing. And if it's offensive, let us know. And then we won't do it again. This is the only way we learn.
I already knew.
You knew it's racist?
Yeah, I already knew when I was doing it.
Oh, shit. Well, regardless, we can't hide in fear. Let's just put it out there and see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining our podcast. In about 20 seconds, this podcast will be 40 minutes long. So, Jason, do you have anything to say? Jason already dropped the mic. Oh. He's already out of the room. We got 10 more seconds to make this podcast.
David's a good guy. He's done everything for me. I really appreciate what you've done for me, David. I hope this girl calls me back.
All right. Make sure you guys go follow Jason on all his social medias and follow me and check us out. We'll see you guys next podcast. This has been Views, and I'm David, and that's Jason's Toenails. Bye, guys.